Instead, let's do Syke, S-Y-K-E-S, Jennifer, J-E-N-I-F-F-E-R. Date of birth is 10-1-56. This is a 69-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of COPD. CHF. Patient lives with her husband. Her EF is recorded at 20% or less. She's short of breath at all times. She belongs to NYHA class 4 with shortness of breath at rest, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, total care. Otusat's 95% on 4 liters, pulse of 92, blood pressure 138 over 108. Patient is totally bedbound. Other comorbidities include COPD, atrial fibrillation, CHF, congenital chest pain, first-degree block with PVCs, asthma, polymyositis, neuropathy. Patient's PPMAC is at 25 centimeters. Patient recently finished a course of Primacor, P-R-I-M-A-C-O-R, which is considered palliative to keep her alive via her port on the right side. The port appears to be clean. Pain is controlled with morphine at this time. Patient has been married 40 years and used to work in building and coding for the city of Houston. She has 2 children, period. PPS is at 30%. Beside dilated cardiomyopathy with low EF that has placed her on hospice, she also has a history of fluid retention, fecal impaction, recurrent UTI psychosis with psychiatric behavioral issues, neurocognitive disorder. Patient has been tried both on Norco's and Tylenol number 3, but recently taken morphine sulfate, which appears to be controlling her pain, period. Patient also requiring lorazepam for anxiety, which apparently is working well per Mr. Sykes, her husband. Patient has a history of autonomic dysfunction and takes MIDODRINE 10 milligrams 3 times a day for hypotension, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient continues to decline. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.